First, I want to thank the few people who actually supported me financially to make sure I don't freeze, at least for the next 2 months. Only because I live well below any standard anybody can imagine in the West. And yeah, but anyway, thank you to those people. If you don't mind me naming you, then email me and I'll be happy to memorialize your contribution. A lot of people, I have to be careful these days because there's so much retaliation against people who support anyone like myself. And the next thing I say will add to that problem, because I want to remind any National Socialists out there, any people who wish to honour the memory of the greatest man in recorded history, Adolf Hitler, that Adolf Hitler confided to Goebbels, and this was documented in his diaries, according to the author Devi, who wrote Lightning and the Sun, and a copy of which I've included in my G drive folder as one of the very few books other than my own books which I've included in the folder, using the link that you, I think is now pinned to every post, every video I post on BitChute. Adolf Hitler had intended that his National Socialist Germany and German Reich would be vegan. It was also really clear to anybody who understands anything that Adolf Hitler was against the foreign religion that had been imported into Europe, that had been forced upon the Germans by Charlemagne and others, that Adolf Hitler was absolutely against the established church. Yeah, the cult of Judah, what they call Christianity, for the same and similar reasons to those Nietzsche gave. So, for those of you who don't support me wholeheartedly because I'm not a theist and because I want to veganize the world, if you consider yourself a National Socialist, if you consider yourself an admirer of Adolf Hitler, if you wish to carry on the legacy that so many millions of people have died for, the legacy of National Socialism and Adolf Hitler, then you really must, you have no other alternative than to embrace my agenda for veganization and for the abolition of all Cult of Judah subsidiaries. And these subsidiaries include Christianity, not just the Catholic Church, but Christianity in general. It's not a Germanic thing, let's put it that way. Nietzsche explained, Adolf Hitler had admiration for their power and their organization, but he had utter contempt for the actual priests and pastors, what they stood for. At the same time, of course, because it was wartime conditions, he couldn't focus on veganization and he couldn't focus on the abolition of religion because he had a war to fight. Yeah, at that time, he needed to bring the people together. And anybody who's ever tried what I'm doing knows how quickly people are alienated by anyone who tries to remind them that their religion is totally bogus. It's a fraud. I wrote a book, I called it Religion. It explains in detail the fraudulent nature of all the Cult of Judah religions and describes all the other religions, the alternatives. I would have to say that Jainism and Zoroastrianism come closest to National Socialist principles, and I use the term National Socialist and National Socialism because I can't think of a better term at the moment, and I'm talking about a 21st century updated, evolved version of National Socialism. which will be true to the principles and true to the legacy of all the people who sacrificed everything for National Socialism, and also the legacy of Adolf Hitler himself. Whether or not I'm the one he was preparing the way for, I can't say. At the moment, it does not look like it. Yeah, at the moment, I appear absolutely powerless. But the vegan Bitcoin, the vegan cryptocurrency, the vegan digital currency, either as a token service blockchain or as a vegan industry and vegan commodity backed money, and these are two different things. Either way, I wanted to set up a vegan holding company. This is also part of the whole strategy. If you don't understand why we need to be vegan, you have to read my books. And they will explain to you why Adolf Hitler was so intent on veganizing Germans and the German Reich. Yeah? Very few people know about this. And probably the only female philosopher, the only female intellectual I can think of, and perhaps it's because there was never a niche for female intellectuals, real ones, but it's Devi. In her The Lightning and the Sun, Devi shames almost all Western male philosophers and critical thinkers in her brilliance. She's stunning in her clear conceptualization of things and a clear explanation of things. And I cannot quote you the page in Goebbels' diaries. Hopefully someone out there can help me with that. I don't have a copy of Goebbels' diaries, and I can only refer to Devi and her reference to it. I'd have to look at the book myself to see if there's a page number. But if you've read my books and understand them, you'll understand why there's no alternative. If you wish to defeat the cult of Judah, you must eliminate the very foundation of their power. And the foundation of their power is this concept of dominion and exclusive exceptional entitlement. The world that they run, the world that they sit at the top of and control as puppet masters, is a representation of our collective will to exclusive exceptional entitlement and dominion, the idea that other sentient beings may be used as mere means to our own ends. Because when you read the fine print of the dominion contract, you see that the Jews, people who self-define as Jews, in that contract define you as animals. If you're not capable, if you're going to say you're a predator, if you're going to give me all the excuses, say you're an apex predator, humans are carnivores, etc., etc., that's fine. You're giving all the reasons why the cult of Judah will prevail. It's the ability to see past that, to be truly human. If you just wish to behave as an animal, as a predator, on your instincts, then you are a goy. You are an animal. You're not fully human. To be fully human means to be seeking to be vegan, because it means you're seeking to become as human as possible, which is about intelligence and integrity and compassion. It's about willing a different world so that the representation of your will can manifest in what people have referred to as a golden age, or as paradise, or as heaven on earth, or God's kingdom on earth. Yeah. So anyway, 10 minutes is almost up. But it just occurred to me that very few people out there, that I noticed anything that has vegan in the title gets very few views. That must lie in the fact that people are totally ignorant of the fact that Adolf Hitler had planned to veganize Germany and the German Reich. Yeah. National Socialism and veganism cannot be separated in the long run. And there is no escaping history as long as you continue to reproduce history. Yeah? So please read my books, all of them. And thank you to those people who have used Balabalka and hopefully a little bit of fine-tuning to turn my books into audiobooks and to upload them somewhere. So it's good to be able to read a book the first time while you're walking in the park or walking your dogs or cleaning the house or cleaning the car. The first time is a good way to read a book the first time using an audiobook. And then if it captures your imagination and resonates with you, then you actually read the book and study it and divert the time and intellectual energy and effort required to really comprehend it. Anyway, ciao for now.